There is for the music companies, for the people who sell CDs and DVDs. But if you add up the new modalities of income, like the concert, there's been an explosion in the live concert and the income generated by that. Another little fact. So copyright is breaking down, right? People are not following it, and therefore culture is dying, right? Well, no. The amount of movies, the amount of CDs, of DVDs has exploded in the last five to 7 years. File sharing, they're stealing music, they're not paying for it, right? It's bad. Well, no. The more you share, the more you buy. You know, so if you look at all these facts, you get a quite a different picture than the one you get from mainstream media, where, you know, they make us believe that our culture is destroying income for artists and everything. Just an example, a recent study in Norway has, even on the point of view of artists, have shown that artists are making more money today in Norway than they did 7-8 years ago. Now, I'm not saying there's no problems. I mean, we all know here, probably most of us are precarious anyway. So even despite all these positive facts, you know, there is still very much a big problem for creative people to make a living, right? And this is why we made a second step, which is in 2010, we actively studied the new income models for artists and creative people. And basically, I think we can actually also there make a more or less positive story. You know, 20 years ago we didn't have access to the means of production of culture. Now we have. 20 years ago we did not have access to the means of distribution. You know, we needed media, intermediaries. Now we don't. And the third one is a little bit more difficult, is the means of monetization. But even there, if you look at crowdfunding, the development of crowdfunding, there's basically three ways to get income.
Like funded, it's like Kickstarter.
Yeah, exactly. So the first way to get income is classic, you know, business techniques, but they're changing. Like, for example, the freemium model is becoming very important, which artists give out their music using Creative Commons licenses, but build their income around derivative services, or the freemium model, which basically creates added value. So you can download a CD, but you can get a special CD with pictures and a signature, and maybe, you know, the extensive bio of the artist. So there's a lot of things happening there.